This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the occasion of National Youth Day today. Mr. Modi will engage in the 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. The young leaders have been selected from across the country through the Viksit Bharat Challenge. The young leaders will showcase the presentation on the vision of the Viksit Bharat during this event. The Prime Minister will also release a compilation of the best essays written by the participants on the 10 themes. These themes encompass the diverse areas such as technology, sustainability, women empowerment, the manufacturing and agriculture. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Sonmarg Tunnel project in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. This tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar and Sonmarg en route to Leh. The Sonmarg Tunnel project, around 12 km long, has been constructed at a cost of over 2,700 crore rupees. This tunnel will ensure the safer and uninterrupted access to the strategically critical Ladakh region by passing the landslide and avalanche-prone routes. It will also promote the tourism by transforming the Sonmarg into a year-round destination, boosting the winter tourism, the adventure sports and the local livelihoods. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday said that there has been a sevenfold increase in the seizure of drugs in the last 10 years. He said that the fight against drugs has gained new strength under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, chairing this regional conference on the drug trafficking and the national security in New Delhi. Mr. Shah said that the drugs worth more than 56,800 crore rupees were disposed of over the last 10 years. He highlighted that the drugs worth more than 16,900 crore rupees were seized in 2024, marking the largest figure since independence. The Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has emphasized that the investment of the infrastructure, productivity, law reforms and the inclusive development will be the key in shaping India's future by 2047. He was speaking at the concluding ceremony at the Pune Republic Policy Festival held at Gokhale Institute of Economics. During his address, Mr. Vaishnaw engaged with the audience through the PowerPoint presentation, focusing on the four pillars of developed India. He also highlighted the progress made by the Union Government in telecommunications sector. And regarding this Pune, the minister mentioned that alongside the development of the new stations, additional facilities will be provided to enhance the railway services with substantial provisions allocated for this purpose. Shiv Sena MP Sanjay Raut has announced the party will contest the local body elections, including those for the municipal corporations of Mumbai, Thane, Nagpur and Pune independently. Speaking to the reporters in Mumbai, Mr. Raut explained that the party needed to assess its strength and the party chief Uddhav Thackeray suggested contesting separately in these areas. The first international Uttarakhandi Pravasi Sammelan will be held in Dehradun, Uttarakhand today with the aim of promoting investment in the state and leveraging the experiences of migrants. The conference will be inaugurated by the Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami. With ongoing dense fog conditions, northwest India is expected to witness light rainfall accompanied by the thunderstorm for the next 2 days. The India Meteorological Department has forecasted the possibility of rain and the snowfall in parts of northwest India until tomorrow under the influence of the western disturbance. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Dr. Soma Sen said that dense fog conditions will also likely to be prevailing in the north states during the early morning and the night hours till the 14th of this month. In women's cricket, India will take on Ireland in the second match of the 3 one-day international series today at Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat. The match will commence at 11 a.m. Chasing a target of 240 runs in the first ODI, Women in Blue secured a 6-wicket victory with a 1-0 lead ahead. And that is the end of this news bulletin.